At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
Yeah. Listen, every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the fucking face, man. And you have to be ready for it, and you got to fucking deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on.
You've got to work harder. You've got to commit more. You've got to take more responsibility. You've got to deal with more ups and downs. And if we can deal with that question, how much are you willing to suffer? I work with gold medal champions, and they suffer every day. They work enormously hard. They sacrifice enormous things in order to get that success.
You might think that life is unfair. You might think is that life dealt you a bad hand, but I'm here to tell you life will give you exactly what you tolerate. And if you've been tolerating mediocrity, you've been tolerating average, you've been tolerating this victim mentality that you're carrying, then guess what? You have exactly what you deserve.
I don't deserve to be that man, but I can still do the things that can create it. And that also means that I have to go through the circumstances that would create that man, which means that if I have unbelievable big dreams and big goals, then I have to go through hard times. It's like hate. The hard times are a requisite for success. And so if you're going through hard times right now, it means that you're on the path to success. And it's not that you're on the wrong path. It's the feeling of being on the right path.
You can believe you're not worthy of a thing and still attain it. You can be adamant that your efforts are going to go badly and still succeed. You can grip and grasp and fear and it ruin the enjoyment and be totally unwarranted and things still go well. You can have no self-belief and show up anyway. You can want more for yourself without knowing exactly what that looks like. You can doubt the process, question your talent, be uncertain that you're making progress, disparage your accomplishments, permanently feel like you're not working hard enough no matter how hard you work, never give yourself a break, fail to fully feel gratitude, be terrified of never reaching your goals, and still end up in a place that your 20-year-old self could not imagine you'd ever get to.
If you're going through that right now, and I promise you, every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And then you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because like in The Matrix, when Trinity opens the door, when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be. And then he closes the door. Like right now, this moment that you're going through is Trinity opening the door and being like, you could go back, but then you'd have to remember exactly what the reason was that you decided not to go out to begin with. Just because you listen to this podcast and you consume this content, you're like, I can do more than this.
99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. The level of competition is thus fiercest for realistic goals, paradoxically making them the most time and energy consuming. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think.
I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth. I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering.
You keep going to the next level. You suck at the next level. You're not doing anything at the next level. So here's what that example is. Here's a human being. They've reached here. They're beating most people. They think they've reached it. They have no idea
that there's that level there, because there's fear. People that tell you, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. You're so this, you're so great. Wow, Patrick. Wow, Johnny. Wow, Steve. Wow, Bobby. Boom. You believe it, but you're not there yet because you haven't reached your capacity yet.
The only true test of intelligence is if you get what you want out of life. And there are two parts to that. One is getting what you want, so you know how to get it. And the second is wanting the right things, knowing what to want in the first place.
There is no life hack to grow that thing. How do you grow it? Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack.
I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life. But if you constantly choose to take the path of easy and negotiate and compromise, you will have a hard life.
If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is gonna call you an opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up?
People want the flame, but they don't want to touch the fire.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better. And it starts off with, you have to have pride in yourself.
Understand that you want it bad, so you're willing to put into work and do things you don't want to do. It's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through, and the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get shit done.
Failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful.
A bird lands on the branch. Does the bird trust the branch, or does it trust its wings? And the clue, I've seen many birds land on branches, but what I've never seen is a branch break and a bird fall and die. Trust your wings.
If you get out of high school, you don't know what to do, and then you start playing video games and you're on social media, a day can slip by like that.
Yeah.
A day becomes a week, becomes a month, becomes a year, and before you know it, you're 30.
Yeah, right.
And you haven't done shit.
My decision was to be the best person I could. And I basically, a lot of mornings I wake up and say, feelings. And that doesn't mean, like, you know, don't take it literally, feelings. But sometimes you have to go beyond what you're feeling. And my knees were, but guess what? I wanted to run.
There's 10,000 times more going on inside the head of a man than you have any idea. He's carrying burdens that you don't have a clue about, and he don't know how to express them, and he don't know what to do about it, and he figures if he puts it out there and communicates it, he's just going to be shot down, called a fool, called weak, so he carries it inside, and you have no clue the burdens and the hell that most men are carrying inside and not even showing you. I wish more women understood that.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
But guess what happens? That alarm clock goes off at 4 a.m. to train. I don't want to be a SEAL today. Or I don't want to be whatever today. I'll start tomorrow. And that's the usual pattern of people's lives. Until you really want to do something, you're always going to be a talker.
You won't find confidence in yourself if you're so busy trying to figure out what everybody around you thinks you ought to be and then match that, because you're not going to make people around you happy.
Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
People who don't have a sense of purpose, a mission, and don't have a consistent routine end up digging holes in their life. And it's not always Vicodin or some drug addiction. It could come as something benign as porn, gambling, overdrinking, too much television, things that slowly chip away at humanity, things that people use to escape, vaping, binge watching television. All of these things
are digging holes in your life that ultimately you look back and you realize there's such a chasm between you and your spouse, that you and your kids barely know each other, even though you live under the same roof, that you've got this dad bod with a pot belly and pointy titties and pear-shaped. And you're like, whoa, where'd this come from? It was the absence of purpose and it was absence of routine. We need it. Otherwise, humans dig the holes in their lives too, no different than a German shepherd would.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
You have emotional maturity. You realize that some days you're not going to sleep well. Some days you're going to wake up and you've got your schedule and everything's planned out and the poop hits the fan. You got to eat those shit sandwiches, right? And whether things go well or not that day, the emotionally mature man will still do what he has to do to stack his wins, to focus on his purpose. Whereas the emotionally immature man will say, well, I didn't sleep well, I had nightmares, so I'll stay in bed. I didn't sleep well, or it's raining outside, it's cold outside, I don't feel good. I just woke up and the airplanes hit the World Trade Center, so I guess I have to change my pattern of life. You have to stay the course no matter what. And it takes a high level of emotional maturity because your emotions dictate your motion.
This next generation that's coming up, and I don't mean to smash all of them, but they seem like a bunch of pussies to me, you know? So because of that, there's never been more opportunity than there is right now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a f***ing savage and you get out there and you grind hard and you want it bad enough, you can run all these guys over, man.
You can have what you want in 5 years, but there's two conditions. You have to know what it is, and you have to aim at it, okay? Okay, so let's say you're willing to play that game. Might be wrong, because who knows, you're going to get run over by a bus tomorrow, but, you know, you're going to play the game. Okay, now the next step is, all right, figure out what you want. Write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that, okay? Do that with your family relationships. Do that with your friendships. Do that with your career. Do that with your education. Think about your misuse of alcohol and drugs and other things that might drag you down. You have to discipline yourself. And the issue is, well, how? That's not really the relevant question. You can pick a disciplinary path. That's why I often tell my clients, especially young people, they say, well, I don't know what to do. It's like, that's okay. Nobody does. Go do something. Do the best thing that you can think of. Put the best plan you have into practice. It's not going to be perfect, and it will change along the way. But it will change partly because you become disciplined pursuing the path. And as you become disciplined, you become wiser. And as you become wiser, you become able to formulate better and better plans.
The man who never fail has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
What most people do is they back away from adversity. But if you want to see if you're a brave person, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work. Then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me.
Thoughts aren't true. Feelings don't require actions. Things aren't good or bad, they just are. Our greatest enemy is ignorance. To change your life, change your surroundings. Our actions, not our pasts, define who we are.
I think what makes life more difficult for people is the judgment they have on themselves about what they believe they're supposed to do or supposed to have achieved.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. It doesn't matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
It's the what if I can pull off a miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions. So to me, what failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan. I seen an article the other day where they were talking about Oprah Winfrey and how she got fired because she wasn't good for television. Walt Disney, who got fired, if I'm not mistaken, from a newspaper saying he had no imagination. You gotta take those losses, you gotta take those hits. There's gotta be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
Being a winner is a curse. It doesn't matter how much you've won before. You're not a winner until you win again. And again. And again. Nothing is enough. No one understands. And you never want it to stop.
You gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid, bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
If you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
I think a hopeful message that anyone who's in that hard period or in that start period is that it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons you're going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you.
If you decide to go for the goal in your life, you're going to get knocked down over and over and over and over again. Every single week, you're going to have heartaches and disappointments and frustrations and setbacks and obstacles. But without those obstacles, no success is possible.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight, I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You got to change something.
I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. 99% right and 100% wrong. So like they're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100%, because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. Like, your family and friends will say that every girl that you ever date is not good enough, except for the one time you find the girl that you're actually going to marry. And then it doesn't matter. Or like, this won't last. Or like, this business idea, it's not going to work. And you might have 9 failures. I felt my first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9. As in, the first one spent time and failed. Second one, this one will be different and failed. Third one, this one
This is the one. And then six more after that. It's painful as shit because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so, and they're right. Today. But not forever.
If you're not falling on your face over and over again, if you're not trembling when you go to sleep with your heart pounding, then what is happening is you're not trying hard enough. You're living too far within your potential. That all really successful people live on the outside edge of what they're capable of. And it's always a little bit scary on the outside edge because we all have feelings of uncertainty. We all have fears. We all have doubts that hold us back. But the brave person is simply the person who moves forward and keeps taking the chance. And you cannot imagine a successful person without courage. You cannot imagine a successful person without the courage to face and confront their fears and to move forward.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
Yeah, people don't know how to manage their emotions. I think the more, at least for me, the more I've tried to create space between how I feel and what I do, the more consistent my outcomes have been.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same.
A blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire. Until it's been through the fire several times. And this is just your first or second time through the fire. And there's a lot of hammer work that has to take place. And then you're gonna have to go back in the forge again. And it's hot. And it melts you down and you're uncomfortable. And then life is going to pull you out and it's going to put you on the anvil and it's going to hammer on you some more. And you're going to say, "What? Am I done yet? Am I sword for the ages?" No. No, you're not. You're not done yet. Embrace the journey and the process of life. You only get stronger hiking by going uphill. Nobody gets stronger hiking by just going downhill.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.